Simple structure. Simple structure is the foreground of factor analysis, particularly exploratory factor analysis. All we want is simple structure. All we want is for the relationships among the variables to be revealed. All we want is each factor of any solution should have an unambiguous interpretation because the variable loadings for each factor should be simple and clear. Is that too much to ask? Apparently. There have been several different characterizations of this idea and varying degrees of success with translating these characteristics into mathematical operations. See, that's the hook. We have to translate this nice notion into mathematical operations so that we can have a computer take a correlation matrix and give us back a structure. We have to translate simple into math. Here are some of the most common. Now, different characterizations of simple structure vary between 3 and 14 elements of simple structure. But if you start organizing those, factoring them, if you will, it comes down to a small set with variations. Each factor should have several variables with strong loadings. Makes sense. This is an admonition for well-defined factors. And remember that strong loadings can be positive or negative. Each variable should have a strong loading for only one factor. This is an admonition against multivocal variables. It's actually an admonition of conceptually separable factors. And it's an admonition that each variable should belong to some factor. In order to do this, we have to have variables that are very focused, that are very centered, variables that are not composites, variables that do not have multiple concepts or constructs represented in them. And each variable should have a large commonality. That is, each variable should have most of its variance accounted for by the factor solution. Notice we want two things here. We want factors that make sense, and we want factors that account for the variables. It's not enough just to have factors that make sense. We need to have variables that make sense in the factor solution and are accounted for in that factor solution. The benefit of simple structure. The idea of simple structure, as we've talked about before, basically is we want to see in the structure matrix the nice, simple, pretty thing that we see in the graph. Clearly, variable 1 and variable 2 belong together. Variable 3 and variable 4 belong together. It's sort of hard to see that here, where both variables load on both factors with a complicated set. Now, this does get uglier when you've got more variables and more factors, but this is the idea. And if we wanted to take the time to sort through 24 variables in a 4-space, we could see how this simple structure is going to be benefited by the act of rotation. It's just not worth it. So literally what we're going to do is we are going to use factor rotation as a way of obtaining simple structure. Factor rotation is literally changing the viewing angle of the factor space. The structure is simplified if the factor vectors spear the variable clusters. So this is just where we start. And then literally what we're going to do is rotate those axes so that one or both of the axes spear a variable cluster. That's all that it is. And as I said before, years ago, this was done visually. You got out your piece of clear mylar, had India ink lines on it that didn't rub off. This is before markers. And you put a pin through the middle of that thing. And you rotated it until you got a pretty structure matrix. And then you said, voila, and you showed it to your friends. Now, because we don't trust each other, and voila is not usually a scientific process, the different procedures of rotation are nothing other than a mathematical representation of rotating that till you get something pretty. That's all that the rotations are, a mathematical version of spinning that thing till you get something pretty. This also brings up the point of what is and isn't a factor solution. The factor solution is defined by how the variables position themselves relative to each other and relative to the centroid of the space. The axes have nothing to do with it. Yes? Sure. What defines a factor solution is how the positions of the variables relate to each other and to the centroid. Where the axes go has nothing to do with it. So you can either think of that as there's only one factor solution because there's only one position once you fix the number of variables, the number of factors. Or you can think of it as an infinitude of factor solutions as all possible rotations are slightly different. Doesn't matter, you get to the same idea.